Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's State of the Union address announced the United States will be releasing 30 million barrels of oil to help with the oil crisis. It should be noted that's only about a third of what the world consumes every single day. James Freeman from the Wall Street Journal on Fox News says the price of oil actually went up after Biden's announcement.
I mean, you saw the price of oil went up after the announcement. It's because it's irrelevant. It's, as you suggest, it's about a third of daily global consumption and production. The game changer is people seeing that there's going to be a lot more production in the U.S. That would bring the price down.
The Russian invasion on Ukraine continues. An assault on Kharkiv continued Wednesday with indiscriminate shelling by Putin's forces. Russia did say they were ready to resume peace talks. The Ukrainian side says it's not holding out much hope, noting the differences are far apart. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The United States will be denying all Russian aircraft from U.S. airspace as the isolation of Russia continues due to their invasion of Ukraine. Tim Berg reports.
I say to the Russian oligarchs and the corrupt leaders who built billions of dollars off this violent regime, no more.
President Biden, during his first State of the Union address, the president beginning his speech on foreign policy after Russia invaded Ukraine last week, the president with another major announcement he hopes will put the squeeze on Russia.
I'm announcing that we will join our allies in closing off American airspace to all Russian flights, further isolating Russia and adding additional squeeze on their economy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The moon is about to get cratered by 3 tons of space junk. The leftover rocket will smash into the far side of the moon at 5,800 miles per hour on Friday. It's going to take some time to confirm the impact because of its location. USA Radio News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
President Biden in the State of the Union address Tuesday night said that the United States will be releasing 30 million barrels of oil to ease the pain at the pump. It should be noted, Reuters is reporting the world will use nearly 100 million barrels of oil per day. Republican Representative Matt Rosendale from Montana on Newsmax explains this oil crisis has been self-induced by President Biden, and our current policy is funding Russian aggression.
At a very time when the Keystone XL pipeline could be producing approximately 800,000 barrels a day of crude oil, why in the world are we importing 600,000 barrels a day of crude oil from Russia at a time that we should be cutting off that and utilizing it as one of the strongest economic sanctions that are possible?
Congressman Rosendale says the real invasion is at the U.S.-Mexico border, and it is being ignored by Biden's leadership.
100% of the illegal drugs, methamphetamine and fentanyl, that are coming into Montana are coming across the southern border. The shame of it is that we actually know how to stop this. We had 100,000 people die in the United States last year from drug overdoses, and most of that came from the fentanyl that's coming across the southern border. And again, these are things that we can resolve, and we have a president who is sitting idle and allowing this invasion. You want to talk about an invasion? This is an invasion that is taking place on our southern border.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, there's so much to confront here, ladies and gentlemen, but until we really return to first principles, and part of the first principles is pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. I mean, we're seeing in this campaign, in this war in Ukraine and Russia, the misinformation that's being thrown out there. And it is like on steroids. And I hope this is, you know, waking you up in such a way to realize that it has become so pervasive in this information age. Now more than ever, we have to be better discerners of the media that we consume and the information that we're getting. Sargis Sangari is with us now. He's a former U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel and candidate for Illinois 9th Congressional District in the U.S. House, and here to talk about NATO and the EU and President Joe Biden. Sargis, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. One correction I wanted to make sure. I'm not running this year.
No.
I'm going to look at 2024. So.
Okay. All right. You were a former candidate for Illinois 9th Congressional District,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. When I said former U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, the former I wanted to carry over for candidate as well. So. All right.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Lest we can, yes, to the point of making sure that we get the whole truth and nothing but, and we're not contributing to all these false narratives that are flying around there. So I stand corrected and clarified, and thank you as always, my friend. Sargis, you've had a lot of experience with with activity, kind of what's happening right now for Ukraine. So you have a better understanding than most people do. Help our audience understand what the new Ukrainians are enduring right now.
I actually have family members from my wife's side of the house. Syrians are a global community, so we actually have family members from my sister-in-law, my wife's side of the house in Ukraine. Her mom was born there. So the reality is that Ukrainians are dying on the battlefield, and the Russian army is moving towards toppling the government. And that will continue. And eventually, I think it will be probably what's going to happen within the region. Yes, the Russian army has taken a beating. Weapon systems that have been provided to the Ukrainians have done their job. But the issue at heart is, how did we get here? And we got here because the problem was we never were good advisors to Zelensky as to what would happen if he tried to play the Chinese and the Russians and the Americans against each other to try to get what the Ukrainian people wanted to be, which were in the EU. And he tried to use some back doors, but what he did with the major companies and businesses inside of Ukraine that really forced a hand of a lot of folks, to include Putin, who knew if he didn't go in, he would lose if he did go in, he would lose. And unfortunately, now we're in a position where people are dying in the streets of Ukraine.
Right. Well, point well taken in terms of advice to Zelensky and how to manage it. But meanwhile, there were other mistakes before that. I mean, promises from a former president telling, you know, Ukraine, give up your nuclear weapons. We'll cover your six. Well, where are you now?
Well, look, I had a friend of mine who was actually in Ukraine when Ukraine still had nuclear weapons after the Soviet Union was dissolved by Gorbachev, who gave us a Christmas present to the West. But we never understood how to also, you know, give him a present back to the people of the former Soviet Union who could have been not just members of NATO right now, could have been actually possibly even members of the EU and strong allies to counter China. It is what it is. We cannot take a time machine and go back. But when he was there on the ground, my buddy, they were not just saying, hey, you want to buy a nuclear bomb. They actually were going to give him a bomb because of their friendship with him. Of course, he did what he had to do and ensured that the proper authorities knew it, but that's how bad it was. So we had to get those nuclear weapons out of there. Unfortunately, we never cleaned up the Ukraine when it came to the corruption, and it's still high in the corruption index, even it was when Zelensky was president in peacetime. Now that he's in the wartime. So this is where we are today. Everybody was trying to jockey to get their hands on the resources of Ukraine. Unfortunately, today, I think, and moving into the future, regardless of how the battle shapes out, those resources will never be enjoyed by the people of Ukraine again because they'll have to pay.
Well, and that's the sad part. Yeah, leadership has done this to the Ukrainian people, and you see the hearts and minds of the Ukrainians and their courage. It's inspiring. But again, we are reminded here in the United States, this is why leadership and elections matter. Is that, you know, we've got to be more vigilant in understanding what's going on because there is a narrative that's going out there that could lead us to war. And we're talking about war with Russia, two nuclear powers, Lord have mercy, you know, for our planet.
Well, I mean, look, I take it back to a presentation that was given by a professor at University of Chicago. And actually, my birthday, you know, is June 4th. So he gave a presentation on June 4th, 2015, John Mershmeyer. And the two main slides I always carry with myself that are very telling as to how we got here was the first slide that, and I'll quote, what NATO's final declaration in the Bucharest summit was on April 3rd, 2008, and quote, NATO welcomes Ukraine's and Georgia's Euro-Atlantic aspiration for memberships in NATO. We agree today that these countries will become members of NATO, not might become, but will become.
Wow.
And right after that, the Russian deputy foreign minister responded to that Bucharest declaration by saying, quote, Georgia's and Ukraine's membership in the alliance is a huge strategic mistake, which will have most serious consequences for pan-European security, unquote. And it led to the Georgia invasion because they threatened Russia and Putin. They may not have understood it as a threat, maybe, but that's how it was received by Putin. And where we are today is folks are talking past each other because everybody thinks that they know how the other person thinks, but they don't know anything about why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah, and the thing is, what I don't like at all and appreciate is that the way they try to present Putin as some crazy man, that he's demented in some form. You know, Condoleezza Rice over the weekend says, well, he's a different guy. You know, and it's trying to suggest, you know, it's like, okay, here we are. The same thing about Saddam Hussein. Same thing about Gaddafi. You know, this kind of language, this, you know, geopolitical speak that invalidates a person and questions their mentality and say, well, the reason they're off the hinges. I go, wait a minute. That's pretty dangerous because you start presenting that kind of narrative and then they're perceived as less than and they're deserving of war and they're deserving of having American resources, including boots on the ground, in order to fight this crazy man, right?
That's why they think about it, but I would recommend them to think about what happened when we replaced Saddam Hussein and look where the globe is today.
Right. Well, exactly. This is, and so that's my point in all this, is that we have to be discerners of this information, because we cannot count on, you know, the talking heads, the media, because they don't necessarily have all the facts, do they?
No, they don't, but they're speaking to their audience, and they're not even listening to what the people of Ukraine are saying or how Europe is digesting this war.
Without a doubt. Got to go to break. We've got more from Sargas after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. He is the former U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel and former candidate for Illinois 9th Congressional District in the U.S. House. Sargas Sangari continues with us, and we're kind of reviewing the hits here and how we got where we are right now in Ukraine. And it really is pretty academic. It is about security. I mean, it's, you know, Putin's national security, and I think that's somehow is being lost in translation because they want to perceive Putin as some sort of crazy man. And, of course, some people are going to hear me talk like this, Sargas, and they're going to say, oh, Martinez is pro-Russia. You know, he must be a puppet for Russia. No, what I am is a freedom-loving America that wants peace, and we are abandoning the reason for peace in this process, and we're being set up by outside forces who benefit, and they've done this time and again, they benefit when America's kids go to war.
Well, look, Zelensky came into the Ukraine, and the first thing he did was he dissolved the parliament. He had already built a coalition after winning the election. Part of his coalition, right off the bat, when they realized he's about to dissolve the parliament of Ukraine, said, you can't do that. And they left his coalition, but he did it anyway. Because they knew when you went ahead and dissolved that parliament, there was at least a kind of a force structure in place for political support.
A little check and balance.
Correct. It benefited the Russians, the Chinese, and the Americans. These three don't mix too well, but Zelensky changed it anyway. Now, the people of Ukraine were happy about it because they were looking at wanting to be part of the West, the EU, and hopefully in the future part of NATO. Mm-hmm. The problem was the steps that Zelensky took were a complete minefield. When the Russians realized that Zelensky is about to bring the Chinese in to force action by the EU to accept Ukraine into the EU, they started moving against them. In February of last year, China joins the SWIFT program. When they joined it, I'm going to tell you that every transaction that takes place through SWIFT, which its name is SWIFT, but it's very slow process. It was a 70s program. They're looking at all the transactions that now are taking place through their hackers on the international scale, where money is going. So now Russia was blocked out from being able to hide their transactions. The other piece that took place in spring of that year, Zelensky comes up and decides, well, I'm going to take a 117-year Russian company that sits under Russian-speaking areas of Ukraine that creates the component pieces of each of their rotary and military aircrafts of the Russian military force structure, and I'm going to nationalize it. Fully knowing that the Russians had already made an agreement with the Chinese to give the Chinese a portion of that in order to satisfy their relationship under the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. When he did that, the Russians started mobilizing their force structures. And on the 12th of July is when Putin signs his letter basically saying, listen, you were part of old Soviet Union, I should say old Russia, and we are brothers. Really warning Zelensky, don't do this. Mm-hmm. What does Zelensky do the next day? Because of bad advice, he picks up the phone and he calls President Xi and says, by the way, you could become I'm going to make Ukraine a bridge for China and the CCP into the EU. And then he takes this company that he nationalized and goes to Turkey and sells 50%, and some say it was 50+1 or 50-1 to the Turks to backdoor into the EU and force the EU's hand to be able to pull them into the European Union. Now, it might have been a smart strategy politically, but Russia had no choice after that. They moved their force structures in because for Russian security, and Russia's the only nation that can fight against China, but also work with China under Putin right now. They had no other choice but to move in and be able to take over the political power in Ukraine in order to control these type of maturations. Now, the problem is we're at war, and as we're at war, unfortunately, people are dying, and no one will benefit. Either Russia or the Ukrainians will benefit in the long run. And if we end up going to the places, as you mentioned, some of our diplomats are talking about, well, we could make a regime change in Russia. What are you talking about? We did a regime change in Iraq, and at that time, Iraq was not even a nuclear power. You're going to go and mess around with a nuclear power. The second you do that, your Chinese are going to gobble up all the Southern Caucasus countries. They're going to come in and basically put their foot on the neck of Zelensky and say, thank you very much. We're going to leak all your minerals out of your nation. And by the way, they're going to now have to, they're going to force the EU to have to work through them. And the United States and the EU in the long run will lose to China. People think that if you go in there and you just have that change take place in leadership for Russia, it is possible that democracy will, you know, expand. You're going to have Russia in the future joining the EU. They're going to be part of NATO, which means that China loses in the long run. Yes, it's great on paper.
Yes.
The reality is, look at what Russia is dealing with the second they moved across the battlefield.
Right.
The plan is not going as well as it should have. We're playing around with the possibility of what a future war in Europe might be, maybe worse than what is happening today in Ukraine because of these maturations.
And Sargis, as you know, I mean, mistakes can happen with the threat of war. And next thing you know, you've got unintended consequences. And here we are with all this that's going on. And, you know, the way you laid this out, I'm not hearing this from the Biden administration. This is a sober assessment of what's going on, because what needs to happen is we need to get people back to the table again here. I know they're trying to meet when you have people negotiating there
spoken to each other. In Ukraine through their officials, not directly. But the problem is, Bill, everybody's chosen a side now. I mean, I can understand where Zelensky doesn't want to negotiate because he's technically looks at it as I'm winning on the battlefield, but he's eventually going to lose on the battlefield because the Russian army will not stop. The issue here becomes, is Zelensky going to be able to have a negotiated peace with the Russians? Look, what the Russians offered to Zelensky makes no sense to the West, but it makes sense to the Russians. It is actually give up your weapons and the areas that we had initially taken become a part of our country. Zelensky cannot just make that deal, but it would be a deal that would bring peace for the short term and the long term in the region. And the money that has been frozen as assets by the West from Russia could be used to rebuild. The problem is, I think you're going to get to a point where Zelensky, unfortunately, may become the sacrificial lamb, and he will end up losing his life. Then it would become even worse. This is the reason why the EU all this time didn't want to put Zelensky into the EU. And when he's negotiating with the Russians, that's when he signs the paperwork to be a member of the EU. So even in his debt, the EU will make money off of Zelensky because they will hold that over anyone who might be in the power structure of Ukraine and say, remember the hero of Ukraine who died?
Yes.
He wanted always to be part of the EU. Now shut up and start striking contracts with us.
Yeah.
Everybody has lost, and unfortunately Zelensky has lost in this process.
How does Putin win in this, Sargis? I mean, the way you're laying it out, it's a lose-lose scenario here.
It is a lose-lose scenario. The way Putin only had 10 more years left, at the max, you know. The way Putin loses in the long run is the fact that he's always going to be that pariah on the international circles. Putin may have lost a lot of leverage over China that will use this against them.
Right.
The only possible saving grace would be, in the long run, that Putin has at least brought the NATO to the borders of the old Soviet Federation, that allows him to be able to control the narrative over the next decade to say, this is why we cannot have
exactly
a complete NATO.
Well, Sargis, we got to leave it there. Thank you for being with us.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was
looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's State of the Union address announced the United States will be releasing 30 million barrels of oil to help with the oil crisis. It should be noted that's only about a third of what the world consumes every single day. James Freeman from the Wall Street Journal on Fox News says the price of oil actually went up after Biden's announcement.
You saw the price of oil went up after the announcement. It's because it's irrelevant. It's, as you suggest, it's about a third of daily global consumption and production. The game changer is people seeing that there's going to be a lot more production in the U.S. That would bring the price down.
The Russian invasion on Ukraine continues. An assault on Kharkiv continued Wednesday with indiscriminate shelling by Putin's forces. Russia did say they were ready to resume peace talks. The Ukrainian side says it's not holding out much hope, noting the differences are far apart. We are USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Patty Garibay is going to be joining us in just a moment. Be good to be talking to her again. It's usually an annual event. It gets to be almost like Halley's Comet, but on an annual event when Patty and I get together. Founder, executive, and director of American Heritage Girls, author of the book, Why Curse the Darkness When You Can Light a Candle? Hey, Patty, how are you?
I am well, Bill, and you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We're doing this, via the airways as opposed to face-to-face at NRB as we do. But I will see you there next Wednesday and Thursday in the afternoon. Hopefully we'll have a chance to say hey to face-to-face. But I appreciate you coming on to give us an update with American Heritage Girls. Give us the latest.
Well, the latest is that we are growing and we are impacting more and more girls and families across the nation. You know, COVID was hard on everybody, right? We lost quite a bit of membership, but the Lord has allowed it to not only recover, but to advance. And this is exciting to see that more girls will enjoy the American Heritage Girls program. Not only that, but we are really dealing with some tough stuff as far as what's going on in this world around girls, and that is around anxiety, loneliness, mental health issues, and American Heritage Girls is here to really address those with not just talking about what the problem is, but also what the scriptural antidote for those problems are and calls to action on what you can do in your own family. And Bill, the way that your listeners can learn more about that is to visit AmericanHeritageGirls.org and click on the blog, and that's where we talk about how to raise godly girls and to deal with issues that are confronting today's girls. And again, like I said, scriptural antidotes and calls to action on what you can do in your own family to help raise up the girls in the way they should go.
Patty, for people that are just first hearing, I mean, you know, American Heritage Girls have been around for decades here, but they're just hearing about it. Explain to them a little bit of the genesis of AHG and why you founded it and the great work you're doing.
That's really important to know, I guess, because the founding of AHT was not something I wanted to do, but I was called to do. I had served in the Girl Scouts USA as a volunteer leader for three different troops for over 12 years. And in 1993, it came to my awareness that they were going to change the Girl Scout promise, which mandated an oath to God. And I knew when that change occurred that there would be problems. I mean, this is a character development program. What would it be based on if no longer was it going to not be based on God's word and the biblical truths that are in it? So I was a bit concerned, and I thought, oh, gosh, you know, I'll just do it in my troop. We'll still have God in that promise, and it'll still be honoring to him, and I can still disciple girls. But my husband did the proverbial nudge, bug Bill, and said, no, really, what are you going to do about it? And it set me a twirl, and the Lord called at the same time to say, you can do this. You can start this. And as we all know, he does not call the equipped. He equips the called, and that is a testimony 27 years later.
Wow. Here we are. So so American Heritage Girls has become the antidote for Girl Scouts of America, unfortunately, because most people will look back and say, well, when I was exposed to Girl Scouts, this is the way it was. But if you haven't been brought up to date with, like you said, their current mission and their values, then this isn't your Girl Scouts of America, right?
Absolutely correct. Their take on situations, particularly these issues that are confronting today's girls, are basically around gender identity. Embrace your pronoun. You know, they're very much into that. They're very much into a pro-abortion stance, a woman's right to choose, as they say. They're very much talking about moral relativism and basically that there's no real truth. And so that is a very big concern for many families when they find the truth, when they take the time to read the girls' handbooks, and I really encourage your listeners to do that. You will be shocked. It is not your mother's Girl Scouts. It has changed dramatically, and therefore that is why we are filling a need, because scouting is effective. It's fun. Kids love it. But if it's not set on the proper bedrock, it is for naught. It really won't last the test of time.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, they still sell Girl Scout cookies, and people think, okay, it must be the same thing because it's the same cookies. The indoctrination, you know, continues. And just like parents are finding out, thank you very much, COVID, when they pulled back the veil and saw what was being taught in classrooms across the country, they were absolutely outraged. Well, they need to understand, Patty, as you're pointing out, that this insidious indoctrination is much more far reaching than just the classrooms. It's every aspect of, in this particular case, we're talking about girls, but young boys, the same thing. It's in every aspect of their lives. And what kind of adults will they be producing at the end of the day?
That is so true. That is so true. It is important that we as parents understand that our extracurricular choices are just as important as our educational choices. And I do believe that we will be held accountable. And so if these choices are not aligned with our values, our faith values, and do not have eternal impact, you might want to think twice about investing your precious time into these kinds of things. And certainly not promoting organizations like the Girl Scouts, even purchasing the cookies, frankly, Bill. It really helps them with their agenda. They get big royalties off of the sale of these cookies. And the girls get a mere, you know, 10-15% of the total take on that. So they're using kids to sell their product to be able to continue their progressive agenda.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, you were addressing a moment ago, and this is, again, you know, for parents who have young girls, they get it. They're dealing with this, but it seems like the crises that these young girls are going through, it's on steroids. I mean, it is much more pronounced, much more dramatic, and to the point that the suicide rate amongst young girls today is through the roof.
It truly is. I mean, recently, most recently, last week, the CDC came out with a study, and you know, whether you trust them or not, this study is pretty alarming, and that is that the emergency room visits for adolescent teens, these are girls, basically, are coming in at 50% higher than they were before COVID, not due to COVID, of course, but due to the after effects of it. And this is drug usage, this is self-harm, this is eating disorders, and this is all a result or a fruit, a bad fruit of anxiety, loneliness, depression. And all of these issues are so huge. One in three girls are diagnosed with an anxiety an anxiety, what shall I say, a diagnosis.
Yes,
and
right.
It's one in three. But imagine how many more are suffering. And so the girls, today's girls need to know the love of the Lord. They need to know who they are and whose they are, and that He loves them unconditionally, and that He loves them where they're at, and that the relationship with the Lord is something of great joy. And so American Heritage Girls strive to bring that message to each and every girl. And we're hoping to reach more girls and more girls as the Lord would allow.
Patty, can we address teen pregnancy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's just, you know, this is an interesting thing. Teen pregnancy is down because abortions are up, right? Yeah. And so this abortion issue is a big one, and I've been accused before of being political. Abortion is not a political issue, correct, Bill? It is a
yes,
moral issue.
Exactly. I agree.
I don't care what side of the aisle you sit, the fact that we are killing life that was created by God because of our convenience or inconvenience. So this is not an easy choice for anybody to make, but we are encouraging the girls to learn from a young age that life is sacred from conception to natural death, and that we need to celebrate life in all of its forms. And American Heritage Girls is so dedicated to families with special needs, children with special needs. We welcome them into our ranks. It's been such a blessing to serve girls that have those special needs, as well as to promote what is right and what is true and what is from the Bible.
Well, you're addressing these real life issues for these young girls that they need mentoring. You know, they need this kind of information, and you're coming alongside the parents, not replacing the parents, but helping to reinforce what the parents are hoping that their children are learning, and that this is a continuation of, you know, what's being taught at the home, right?
That's correct. Together we can help combat this, but it's got to be something that we work together. And we work alongside the church as well. All American Heritage Girl troops are chartered by churches that want to have a discipleship program and a mentoring program. You're absolutely right, Bill, for young girls and girls from ages 5 to 18.
Well, Patty Garibay, can't thank you enough for coming on, giving us an update about American Heritage Girls. She's the founder, executive director. Where can people go for more information to get their daughters involved, get their churches involved with AHG?
Visit our website at AmericanHeritageGirls.org, AmericanHeritageGirls.org.
Patty Garibay, you're awesome. Lord bless you. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
You got it.
See you soon, Bill. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side. On the darkest side, don't ever lose hope. Hold on, family. Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it.
You know, no matter what may be surrounding you, what kind of chaos and crisis you may be in, I mean, we can hearken to these words. I mean, a great lyric, not to lose hope, because maybe we just haven't seen it yet. And how many times throughout your life, if you live life long enough, you know, we're just so impatient. You know, we live in this microwave world that just will not, you know, leave us alone. And that, and we're just so... You know, just so much in a hurry and impatient about it that we just cannot seem to be patient enough and wait for it. And, of course, it seems like the more anxious we get, the bigger problem it is. And then, you know, that exacerbates the issue. And then we have to we think we have to act and preempt the hand of God. And it's like, really? I mean, and this is what gets us in trouble. And we think, oh my gosh, what are we doing here? And, you know, our next guest is Laura Harris-Smith, and we're having just a little bit of a challenge connecting here, but we will be patient. We just haven't, you see, not only, just to my point, you not only just haven't seen it yet, but in Laura's case, we just haven't heard her, but we'll hear her right now. Laura, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Good to be with you. Sorry for the confusion there.
Oh, no problem. Happy to have you here to talk about your book, Give It to God and Go to Bed, Stress Less, Sleep Better, Dream More. And I was just doing the setup about this and just saying that, you know, as an impatient type of, a neurotic human being that we can be, is that we're just so impatient. I always tell people that we're the society that stands in front of a microwave and yells, hurry up. You know, it just doesn't happen fast enough, right? And the other thing is that I found that was quite interesting. They did a survey here not that long ago, and they asked people, if you had an extra hour a day, what would you do with that hour? And you know what the number one answer was?
What?
Sleep.
Sleep.
So what is that? What does that tell you? Exactly.
Well, it says we're all sleep deprived. We all have a sleep debt. And we must be about the business of getting it paid, because it shows up in your body, in your mind, and in your spirit. If you don't, I personally think all the sleep doctors out there could put all the other doctors out of business. If we would get our sleep right, our health follows.
It's so foundational, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, I find that many people, although they know that, they know they should be spending a third of their life in bed, they don't want to. They are like I used to be. I thought it was just a colossal waste of time. I spent decades in my adult life getting 4 hours sleep a night. My mom did it. My dad did it. I thought, hey, Albert Einstein did it. You know, I wore it like a badge.
Right.
And then it caught up with me, and I almost died. I almost went into total adrenal failure and did not know that's what was happening until almost all my organ systems had shut down. So it was very personal for me learning this hard lesson. And, you know, Bill, I've had many miracles that have taken place in my body, like those instant kind, you're like, wow. But this one, God fully required me to cooperate with him on. It's like, you're going to have to slow down, allow me to show you the beauty of nighttime and why I created the moon and the stars. It wasn't just an afterthought. I want you all to myself as a captive audience so I can bring your body healing, bring your mind peace, and even bring you, you know, spiritual direction in your dreams. So it's... It's a wonderful thing when you get the revelation of what sleep is in your life.
Yeah, exactly. Well, your story is similar to mine. I did the same thing. I operated on 3 hours of sleep. I thought that was the way it was supposed to be because I was on the hamster wheel of life, you know, just going around the circles. And it wasn't until God showed me that I was on the hamster wheel that I realized, I go, well, what a mess. What am I thinking here? I didn't have to go to a situation like you experienced where you were dealing with an illness or something where your body just finally said, well, I'll show you. I'm going to give up here. And we're going to make sure your body takes some sort of a nightly Sabbath, whether you like it or not, right?
And, you know, I went on bed rest for 12 full weeks, and it was during that time. I was in the middle of a book contract with Baker, and you know, still am, but I'm saying that was at the time when I was writing about more about dreams and visions and that type thing, and it entirely changed. My recovery entirely changed the nature of my focus and as an author. And I began to really incorporate body, mind, and spirit in everything I do. I had in the dreams book, I had talked about sleep and the importance of it, and interestingly was diagnosed while I was writing the book, as I was beginning the book. And so God had to use work to make me study sleep because it was work that was keeping me. But then,
he's such a kidder, isn't he, Laura? He knows how.
Jehovah's sneaky, absolutely.
Yes, right, exactly.
So it was during those 12 weeks in bed, though, that I really, you know, every meal became a final exam. They couldn't just pump me full of medicines. My liver even wouldn't handle it. I take good care of myself. I don't drink. I don't do anything. When they told me my liver was bad, I thought, wow, I am on the edge. So I had to use food as medicine, and it was during that time I just became passionate about body, mind, and spirit. They told me if I lived at all that I would take 18 to 24 months to recover. But with God's help and with my cooperation, we did it in 6 months. And I just came out on a mission, you know, and that's when I became a nutritionist, and now in the last, gosh, that was 10 years ago. Now I'm a naturopathic doctor. So I've really taken it seriously. It is with a passion that I try to educate people about the importance of stopping and resting.
Well, you're like the blind man that now sees. You know, you were blind, now you see, and it's like, you know, it's that kind of transformation, right? I was, and now I am, and you've got God to blame for it all, because he lovingly took you through the process so that you could take us through the process and help us to appreciate what God, the gift of sleep that God has given us, right?
Mm-hmm. He sure has. And I find that, you know, there's many people who have, like you and I are describing, a sleep defiance. We didn't go to sleep, but there are many others who can't go to sleep.
Right.
You know, there's a popular commercial that's out right now for a product, and a certain celebrity, he's saying, I should spend 2 hours every night tossing and turning before I could get to sleep. Well, I did the math on that. That's a full 30 days of your year. That's a month a year. So, you know, you do that for 20 years, and look at that. You've spent almost 2 years of your life laying there, tossing and turning. So there are reasons for that. I really, in the book, outline the three main thieves of sleep, and that is, you know, your work, your worry, and your stress.
Mm-hmm.
And so we dissect those, we confront those, and the whole book takes place in your bedroom. So the chapter titles are things like the junk under your bed, you know, like unforgiveness and fears and things like that. The monsters in your closet. We're going to deal with any of those patterns that you see in your life that really cannot be identified as anything else but just demonic interference in your life. We deal with those. We confront those. You know, the alarm clock beside your bed, the writing on the wall, like everything is geared towards helping you replace or really restrict those thieves and then replace what they've stolen with sleep, with better health, with those prophetic dreams. I help you interpret dreams in the book. Like I just really wanted it to be a one-stop shop for people with either a sleep need or a sleep defiance, whichever it is.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, so far it's resonating with people.
No, it's awesome. I think that, you know, what you caused me to realize here is, again, you know, I said the gift of sleep, that God has designed us in such a way, and like everything else, whether it's the Sabbath or anything that God has given us as a blessing, it has to be honored, and we need to honor sleep. And whatever that means, but what we need to pause and understand is that God's purposes are right and they're beneficial. And when we do those things that are consistent with His plan, it goes well with us, doesn't it?
Yes. Oh my goodness, it does. And when we get under that, you know, blessable spout, we get in that vein where we are truly rested. We're waking up. We're not foggy. We're not stumbling through our mornings. We're not crashing at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
or not laying there and tossing and turning for a couple of hours. I also try to go the extra mile and really help jumpstart people into this. So I actually, at the end of the book, I mean, you can read it at whatever pace you want. There's 10 chapters.
Right.
But then at the end,
You might read it before you go to sleep, too, by the way.
You might. Yeah, that's actually a good idea. Well, after you do that, whatever pace at which you do, at the end of the book, there is a 10 days to a lifetime of deeper or greater sleep and dreams program. And you can do that. As I said, you read the book at whatever pace, but you do that program 10 days consecutively. And what I do is there's a couple of questions at the end of each chapter. And so at the very end of the book, you revisit all of them. And one day at a time, I send you to a link with a video where I basically tuck you in and we revisit those questions and I pray over you. And really, it just begins to set a new habit in your life of the wind down, the experience itself, the morning after, you know, and all of that. And so what I'm hearing, I was hearing this actually before the book was a month old. I was hearing I'm sleeping better. I'm dreaming more. Like when you really add faith to this and just do it, there are going to be results and it's going to happen in your body, in your mind, and in your spirit.
Well, and the proof is people are writing you and saying, hey, this is working. And you go, thank you, Lord, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Without a doubt. Laura Harris-Smith, how can people be in touch to get their hands on the book? Of course, we're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Is there a website that they can go to for more information?
Yes, they can get it anywhere good books are sold, but they can always go to my website, Laura@LauraHarrisSmith.com, and they can, you know, the books, the products that I have there, everything's prayed over. I'll sign it. I really believe in the power of, you know, just imparting, like Paul sent out the prayer clause and the aprons. I mean, I
exactly.
Send every book out of here with that same prayer.
And want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day.